What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. Obviously, this is not a show that's airing on SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124, as I do every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time doing my political show. But nevertheless, this is something for my YouTube channel. It's something that's on my mind. Breaking news, Kristi Noem, the Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, is being reassigned. She is being removed as the Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security. Naturally, they're trying to couch it in a way that minimizes the level of embarrassment, minimizes the fact that she needed to be gone. She didn't need to be the Secretary of Homeland Security, that she's been an utter embarrassment to the Trump administration and to the United States government heading our Homeland Security Department. It just needed to happen. It just needed to happen. And let me tell you something right now. Before I even go any further, let's make sure we're fair to her in terms of putting up her statement followed by President Trump. Actually, we should put up President Trump's statement first, and then we'll hear from her. This is President Trump. Quote, "I am pleased to announce that the highly respected United States Senator from the great state of Oklahoma, Mark Wayne Mullen, will become the United States Secretary of Homeland Security, effective March 31st, 2026. The current Secretary, Kristi Noem, who has served us well and has had numerous and spectacular results, especially on the border, will be moving to be Special Envoy for the Shield of the Americas, our new security initiative in the Western Hemisphere. We are announcing on Saturday in Doral, Florida. I thank Kristi for her service at Homeland, serving 10 years in the United States House of Representatives and 3 in the Senate. Mark Wayne has done a tremendous job representing the wonderful people of Oklahoma, where I won all 77 out of 77 counties in 2016, 2020, and 2024. A MAGA warrior, a former undefeated professional MMA fighter, Mark Wayne truly gets along well with people and knows the wisdom and courage required to advance our America First agenda. As the only Native American in the Senate, Mark Wayne is a fantastic advocate for our incredible tribal communities. Mark Wayne will work tirelessly to keep our border security, stop migrant crime, murderers, and other criminals from illegally entering our country, end the scourge of illegal drugs, and make America safe again. Mark Wayne will make a spectacular Secretary of Homeland Security. Thank you for your attention to this matter." End quote. Before I go to Kristi Noem, let me say this about Donald Trump, President Trump, in his statement just now. I almost giggled because you're talking about, first of all, you won 77 out of 77 counties in Oklahoma in 2016, 2020, and 2024. Somehow lumping that into your statement about Mark Wayne Mullen, okay? And then talked about how he's a good man and gets along with people, but talked about he was undefeated as an MMA fighter. I love how the president left out that in 2023, the same Mark Wayne Mullen out of Oklahoma, as a senator, challenged the president of Teamsters to a fight on the Senate floor that had Senator Bernie Sanders pounding the gavel saying, "Stop it, stop it, stop it," and reminding him that he is a United States senator and this is not the place or the time to engage in such histrionics. I just thought it was funny that President Trump left that out about him because he gets along with so many people, right? I actually happen to like Mark Wayne. I don't have a problem with the man, but I'm just saying it's funny that the president left that out. That's neither here nor there. Clearly, here's the thing that needs to be said. Anything and anyone will be better than the Kristi Noem we saw as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. And if you don't believe that I'm being consistent, let me remind you right here what I, myself, on this platform said over a month ago, January 28th, after Alex Pretty was shot. This is after the second shooting, not the first. I had this to say about Kristi Noem to show you my consistency. First order of business that I think that needs to be said is that Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, she has to go because You don't need leadership like that at a time like this where you're being so flagrantly irresponsible to the point where it's besmirching everything that's associated with you. End of discussion. I bet on this tip for weeks. She has to go. And there are several reasons, which I will get to in just a second. But before I do, I want to be fair to the now former Secretary for the Department for Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, in showing and displaying her statement. Let's put that up, please. This is Kristi Noem. Just a few minutes ago. Thank you, POTUS Trump, for appointing me as the special envoy for the Shield of the Americas. Secretary Rubio and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth are incredible leaders, and I look forward to working with them closely to dismantle cartels that have poured drugs into our nation and killed our children. The Western Hemisphere is absolutely critical for U.S. security. In this new role, I will be able to build on the partnerships and national security expertise I forged over the last 13 months as Secretary of Homeland Security. We have made historic accomplishments at the Department of Homeland Security to make America safe again. We delivered the most secure border in American history. 3 million illegal aliens have left the U.S. We have located 145,000 children. FEMA delivered disaster relief at a 100% faster rate. We ushered in the golden age of travel, saved the American taxpayer $13 billion, and revitalized the United States Coast Guard. All of that sounds fine, good, and dandy. With her, you don't know whether those are true facts or not, but here's what we do know about her. Five controversies that have dogged Noem's Department of Homeland Security tenure, as you see her there with that cowboy hat on, doing everything that she could to be in front of the camera. I think that one could legitimately make the argument that Trump liked her so much and put her in that position initially because she's a person that loved the camera almost as much, if not more, than him. Because she always wanted to be seen. And now that you see where she has been repositioned and reassigned, it is clear that she has to answer to the Secretary of State, which is Marco Rubio, and the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of War, which is Pete Hegseth, which means that the only time you'll see her in front of the camera is when she's standing behind them, letting them speak instead of her, which is apropos, because there's so many things that she messed up with that Trump had to be looking at himself and saying, this is really making me look bad because I'm always bragging about how I'm picking the greatest staff imaginable, and here's somebody I need to get rid of. And you're damn right he needed to get rid of her, and he did the right thing. Alex Pretty comments, remember after he got killed in Minnesota by ICE agents? Remember when that happened? She came under fire for claiming that he, a protester who federal immigration agents shot and killed, wanted to, quote, kill agents, and, quote, committed an act of domestic terrorism with no evidence whatsoever. She didn't say we're investigating. She didn't say we'll look into it. The first words out of her mouth was he wanted to kill agents and committed an act of domestic terrorism with no facts whatsoever. Incendiary and misleading rhetoric, no doubt. And obviously using a blame game. I'm just reading from my notes by my researchers. I ain't even get into my stuff. This is just obvious. Okay. Remember when she shared on X? She shared a statement that said, fearing for his life, talking about the ICE agent or the federal agent, she said, fearing for his life, fired defensive shots after attempting to disarm Pretty, saying, quote, looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement. She inaccurately said that. She was also inaccurate when it came to Pretty brandishing a weapon. Bystander video showed Pretty never reached for his gun and had been disarmed before he was shot. Point number two. My researcher, Sherry, she's done a great, great job on this one. You know, I got several researchers because I make sure I'm on top of this stuff. But this is Sherry right here. I got to give Sherry credit where credit is due. Because not only did she give me this research information that I'm looking at right now, my man Mike did it too. She's giving it to me in the order that I wanted it because I'm looking down the line. I said, this is exactly the order I wanted it in. Go, way to go, Sherry, way to go. Exactly the order I wanted it in. Because the next thing that I wanted to get to was the ad blitz. Department of Homeland Security spending millions on ads promoting Trump's mass deportation agenda through videos starring Kristi Noem. Noem was pressed on whether Trump asked her to run the damn advertisements. She said they had, quote, had the conversation, yes, before I was put in this position. And since then as well. Didn't look like that when she was on Capitol Hill testifying. And you had a senator out of Louisiana grilling her. Could you play that for me, please? Just a couple of seconds of it, please. Please play that for my audience right here.
I'm not saying you're not telling the truth. It's just hard for me to believe, knowing the president, as I do, that you said, Mr. President, here's some ads I've cut, and I'm going to spend $220 million running them, that he would have agreed to that. I don't think Russ Vogt at OMB would have agreed to that. It's something we have to defend. I'm on the Appropriations Committee. My research shows that you did not bid them out, that you pick, in fact, one of the people you picked, the strategy group, I'm sorry, Safe America Media, was a company formed 11 days before you picked them, and that the strategy group got most of the money, and the head of that is married to your former spokesperson.
So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, the money, taxpayer dollars, I might add, you know, the money that they're supposed to be saving while they're discovering and eliminating and eradicating fraud and abuse. Remember that? You know what I'm saying? The $200 million, $200 million, $200 million. Okay. The money that she got, most of it was designated to the husband of a former spokesperson of hers who happens to own his own business in whatever business that is. And it was funneled there. But that ain't even my favorite. Here's my favorite one right here. Luxury jets, as in private jets, ladies and gentlemen. Noam's plan to use border funds for a multi-million dollar jet fleet supposedly horrified top officials. She purchased two Gulfstream G700 luxury jets. A third plane, a Boeing 737, was being leased with plans to buy it for about $70 million. The funding comes from the One Big Beautiful Bill's Department for Homeland Security infusion. So these are planes that you're supposed to be buying to grab and deport illegal immigrants back to where they came from. And instead, she's got G700 luxury jets seating 18 people, which, by the way, also had a bedroom in the back of the plane. That's what she was buying with taxpayer dollars. Okay? This is on top of her embarrassing statements about Alex Pretty, and on top of her embarrassing statements and her embarrassing posturing in Minneapolis when all of that stuff was going on, where two people ended up losing their lives. This is on top of that stuff. And that's what this woman was doing. But here's where it gets fun. Because, ladies and gentlemen, far be it for me to bring up the bedroom on the private jet. I don't know if there's a connection between me bringing that up and what I'm about to bring up, but it's appropriate. Ever heard of Corey Lewandowski? He's somebody that's connected to Trump. He was also a top aide acting as Noam's de facto chief of staff, unpaid. But essentially, because he was unpaid, yet he was so influential, he was considered her de facto chief of staff. He's also been a source of controversy. Because according to the Wall Street Journal, Lewandowski fired a pilot of Noam's because the pilot misplaced her blanket. That's what he did. That's what he had the power to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a lot of people working under me. The power to fire somebody lies in one hand. You're looking at it. This man was firing somebody, a pilot, over a blanket. So I'm flying you 40,000 feet in the air, but I need to let you go because you didn't have a blanket. You misplaced it. That's what was going on. Why would he feel so empowered to do such a thing? So influential to be able to think that he could pull off such a thing. Perhaps this questioning from a representative out of California named Sidney Kamlager Dove, questioning the now then Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, just a few days ago about this.
So, Secretary Noem, at any time during your tenure as Director of Department of Homeland Security, have you had sexual relations with Corey Lewandowski?
Mr. Chairman, I am shocked that we're going down and peddling tabloid garbage in this committee today.
Reclaiming
and
my
ma'am, time. One thing that I would tell you is that he is a special government employee who works for the White House. There are thousands of them in the federal government.
So reclaiming
and
my
an
time,
advisor,
Secretary, it is okay for you to be
no
offended by the
to be
question.
Making any
it
decisions,
is okay for you to
has
be
no
offended
authority
by the
to
question.
Be, making
but it
decisions
is also a real
a
question.
So what I would say
and
to you
should be able to
is
answer
that
the
what we do at the Department of Homeland
clearly,
Security every single day
and without
day,
any hesitation
every single day is to protect
if
this
someone
country,
is asking
to make decisions.
If you or any federal official is sleeping with their subordinate. That should be the easiest. You should be wanting to answer that question.
Is garbage.
Because it is not about
it is
your
offensive
sex life.
That you have brought
it is
that
about
up.
Your judgment.
So that kind of garbage.
It is about
has been
reclaiming
for
my
years,
time so that I can hear myself.
Recognize
time belongs to the gentlelady from California, but it'd be nice if you would let her respond.
I will. I want to let you know it is about your judgment and decision making. It is about the 260,000 employees that work under you that want to make sure that you are giving information and making decisions clearly. It is about conflict of interest. It is about a national security risk. Department of Homeland Security was created right after 9/11 to protect the homeland. And DHS has circulated an internal bulletin to law enforcement partners warning that the conflict of the war we're in could inspire lone actors or small-scale cyber activity inside the United States, according to a memo obtained by ABC News. So American lives are at risk. The people who work for you are at risk. And they want to know that the person at the top, you, are making decisions clearly, without any sort of cloudiness, and that they're your decisions because you're the secretary who was confirmed. That's what this is about, saving the lives of Americans and not costing them millions of dollars and not having a secretary who's compromised in her decision-making.
Excellent, excellent work by Senator Sidney Kamlager Dove out of California. Let me veer left and look out for the ladies out there. Y'all sitting down, you want to listen to this? Because I only want to say it once. According to the reports, I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know what Kristi Noem's husband looks like. I don't know who he is. I do know that the reports say he was in attendance when that question was being answered, was being asked. Corey Lewandowski is married, according to the reports. I don't know it personally. That's what the reports say. Kristi Noem is married, according to the reports. I don't know. That's what the reports say. Let me look out for all the ladies out there in the world. Let me help you out with the fellas. Black, white, Hispanic, and everything in between. The fellas are aligned on this. When you're asked a question like Representative Sidney Kamlager Dove asked Kristi Noem, if you are engaged in an extramarital affair with a subordinate, with your husband in attendance, hell with the husband, with your man in attendance. The first words out of your mouth had damn well better be no. Or hell no. Those better be the first words. You see, the equivocation, I cannot believe we're going down this road. It's sleazy, it's garbage. Is there a no? That's what the fellas are thinking. I'm speaking as a man. I don't give a damn what your ethnicity is. I'm speaking as a man. Joffrey, Rashawn, Wes, Chris, don't leave me hanging now. We know what I'm speaking as a man. The answer had better damn well be no. Those are the first words that's supposed to come out of your mouth, and the only thing that's potentially supposed to come out of your mouth before no is hell. Or you could say hell to the no. Hell or hell no or hell to the no. Anything else, your ass guilty in our mind. In our mind. Do you know anything about men? The second we think you're guilty of that, there's very little you can do to convince us otherwise. We're just counting the days upon which we're going to deal with your transgression. There ain't a man alive that would tell you I'm wrong about what I just said. That woman did not say no. According to the news reports, Corey Lewandowski is stepping away. He's stepping down. He's no longer going to be with the Department of Homeland Security, just like she's no longer going to be with the Department of Homeland Security. If I'm Kristi Noem and I love my man, I'm not worried about being connected with the Department of Homeland Security anymore. I'm worried about how life's going to be when I get home. Because I didn't hear no. See, we don't talk about that stuff enough. I didn't hear no. You know, ladies, I want y'all to ask yourself this question. And the fellas can do it too. If you ask your significant other an incriminating question like that, let's just use these words. If they said this to you, I won't even dignify that with a response. What you gonna do? If it's me, that's your ass. You guilty. No. Hell no. Hell to the no. Those are your three options. Anything else is a yes. Your ass guilty. You're guilty. Period. So I just want to throw that out there. Just as an aside. So we can all make sure we're on the same page. Needless to say, Kristi Noem's final appearance on the Hill as a cabinet secretary drew a number of fiery rebukes from both sides of the aisle. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican out of North Carolina, even got on her, called her a disappointment, and said that, quote, what we've seen is a disaster under your leadership. And he had previously called for her resignation. He also cited a letter from the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General as evidence of Noem's leadership missteps, saying the office has, quote, 10 different instances under Ms. Noem's leadership. I don't know why it says Ms. Noem's as opposed to Mrs., but they said she's married. But again, whatever. Ms. Noem's leadership, where they've been misled and not allowed to pursue investigations that they think are critically important. So she's not beyond being a bit duplicitous. She's not beyond avoiding answering factual questions. She's not beyond interrupting and equivocating and doing everything she can to evade subject matter. She's certainly not beyond blaming others for the transgression of federal officials. And the biggest thing that she is not beyond is spending money. We're talking about the existence of DOGE back in the day when Trump first arrived And Lord knows what it's still doing today, combined with the Department of Homeland Security and other things. They're supposed to be eradicating fraud and overspending and being a bit gluttonous with taxpayer dollars. But you got the head of Homeland Security that literally approved over $200 million in ads that featured her. And you're the president, and it took you watching her embarrass herself on Capitol Hill, particularly with allegations of an affair with Corey Lewandowski, for you to finally pull the plug. What the hell took you so long? What the hell took you so long? Mark Wayne Mullen, I don't know how the hell he's going to do. Can't be worse. Can't be worse than the job she did. And I guess they want to allow her to save face by allowing her to go over to some new department that they've created that's going to be overseen by Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth, whatever. In the end, what you're doing is you're removing her from in front of the camera. That's what you're doing. And preventing her from spending taxpayer dollars. Like I said, Mr. President, what the hell took you so long? Talk about being late to the party, bruh. This shit happened a long time ago. I wish her nothing but the best, nothing but luck. I suspect the life at home ain't gonna be too comfortable. At least not for a few days. Not after we saw that testimony on Capitol Hill. Ladies, no. Hell no. Hell to the no. Those are your three options when answering a question like that. Anything else with us? You're guilty. Unless the brother's nose is wide open and he can't, you know, he can't imagine, he can't deal with it. But if he's sane and sound and got some principles and he ain't scared, no. Hell no. Or hell to the no. You can thank me later for that piece of advice. Because you'll learn real quick. I ain't told you nothing but the truth on that one. You heard me? Peace and love, everybody. Till next time. I'm out.